أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إخوة في الإيمان، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, and we beseech His blessings to be upon our beloved and eminent Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I welcome every one of us to our Diaries of the Scholars. Today's discussions is based on, let me start with the rhetoric questions. What comes to your mind first when Allah bless you? Well, since it is rhetoric questions, I will leave it for you to answer. But remember that Allah says in the Holy Quran, Al-haakum al-takathur, abundant divert you, isn't it? Hatta zootumul maqabir, until you come to the graves. These two facts, the only thing I want you to depict from it is that when Allah bless you financially, don't raise your standard of living. Raise your standard of giving. That is what Islam is all about. When Allah bless some of us, what first came to our mind is that we want to change our wardrobe. Some of us think they want to change the school their kids attend. Even some think they want to relocate to Jihari. They don't want to live in that kind of bush again. Have you? Even some think of changing their friends. My brothers and sisters, listen. When Allah bless you financially, think about your neighborhood. Think about who are you. Think about the standard of giving. How are you going to increase, to raise your standard in terms of giving? Not thinking about you want to change that school. Remember, there are some queues belongs to your neighboring without going to any standard of schools. While you are keeping buying different types of clothes that pack in your wardrobe. And remember, Allah's Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu said in the Holy Quran, in one of hadith, لَا تَحْتِرَنَّ عَلِ الْمَعْرُوفِ شَيْئًا. Well, be it a negligent deed in your eyes, but for Allah, it is good. It is very harsh. Quantities does not matter, but quality does. The quantities of what you give to your neighboring does not matter sometimes. But the quality does. Not that kind of bread that has been spoiled in your fridge, refrigerators. That is not what you are going to give to your neighbor. Let them eat from what you are eating. Let your maid eat from what you are eating. Let your neighbors, your brothers, your friends, let them eat from what you are eating. Even if it is going to be a cup of rice, that rice that you are eating, a cup of garri that you are eating, extend your standard of giving. This is all what Islam means. My brothers, this point is one of the, it comes from the diaries of the scholars, and I think it will depict one or two things, or it will answer those rhetoric questions I asked you first. My brothers and sisters, I will still remind you, when Allah bless you financially, don't raise your standard of living, raise your standard of giving. Until it comes your way, I remain your beloved brothers, Mansoor Isa Faisal. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.